I'm an old fart in other circles, I'm a young pup. But whatever the case might be, I'd rather push a button and tune it, you know? It works a whole heck of a lot better for me. And, okay, on the amount of equipment we have over here that we can purchase. Yeah, I understand. And, we do have it pretty good over here, to be very honest with you, Ian. A ham radio outlet, it only takes me a half an hour to get there. It's over in Delaware, across one of the bridges here. So it's it doesn't take long to get there, and they all know me. Believe me, they know me. But as far as field day goes, it's everybody and anybody. It's as many people as we can contact, no matter whether it's in country or out of country. So I'll try and snatch a frequency next Saturday when it starts, and hold on to it. And I've got three other guys that are going to be helping me, and our local ham radio club, which I'm a former president of. We've got about 90 members now, and we're going to have everything from 2 meters, 220, 440. I think we're going to be what's known as, I think, 7 transmitters this year. Normally, we're 9A, which is portable power. And I even gave our club a 100-foot self-supporting tower, and after about 22 years, the wind blew it down. I gave him another one. And I gave him a 37K generator also, so we've been using that for years. So I give a lot of stuff away. You would be shocked at the amount of stuff I give away. But so be it. It doesn't bother me. If I can help somebody out, I do it. Anyway, back to you for a final, Ian. And as usual, it's been a pleasure. And I'm going to have to post a new picture on QRZ.com. I've got a computer here on the table now with 2 screens and all kinds of other stuff, so it's going to look a lot more interesting. So, back to you for any comments, and we'll wrap it up if there isn't any questions. GW4RDW from W2RM.